Those of us who serve the Lord dare not act on our own initiative.
我们不是神的，我们不能够凭着我们的 意愿去做事情。
We must understand this. We do not have authority to do what we want to do.
我们一定要明白，就是我们有权柄做我们想要做的事情。
Even if my blood pressure was rising at the time.
就是那个时候我的血压在不断的升高。
I cannot make a move until the Lord gives me instruction.
我只能够按兵不动, 直到神给我指示。
That's why we must always be in communion with the Lord.
所以我们一定要不断地与神同行。
She went on ranting like this for 25 minutes or so. I said, not a word.
她在这里,她消乱了大概有20多分钟的时间, 可是在那段时间我一声都不响。
And finally, she ran out of steam.
她到最后她没有火气了。
Didn't know what more to say. Actually, ran out of ammunition.
他可能那个没有火药了，他不懂应该做什么了。
Her AK-47 ran out of bullets.
他的那个机关枪已经没有子弹了。
So she became quiet.
然后他就静下来。
And when she became quiet, I said, "We will now proceed with the communion."
然后当他静下来的时候，我就说，让我们继续我们的圣餐聚会。
One exception.
有一个例外。
This lady will not receive communion.
这个妇人不能够接受圣餐。
She can sit there, but she cannot take communion.
她可以坐在那，可是她不可以领受圣餐。
So we proceeded with the communion. She didn't make another sound.
可是那样我们就继续我们的圣餐。那个妇人一声都不响。
And after the communion, I quietly walked to her and I said, "Now you leave this church."
那圣餐完了之后，我很安静地来到他的面前，我说：“你现在离开这个教会。”
I have warned you before.
我以前曾经警告过你。
And now please, there is the door. Go out of that door and don't let me see your face again.
门在那边，你从这个门出去，不要让我再见到你。
And she quietly turned, walked out of the door.
她很安静地，她就静静地走离开这个教堂。
You see, the word of God carries authority.
你看到神的话有权柄。
She did not even attempt to argue with me.
她甚至没有尝试去跟我争论。
You will say to this mulberry tree, notice the words, you will speak to the mulberry tree.
留意神的话说, 你会对这个桑树说,
be uprooted.
连根拔起。
That's what I told her, you are uprooted.
这个就是我跟她说的, 你要从这里离开。
And now you are out.
你现在离开这里。
I don't want to see you again.
我不要再见到你。
Not until the day you repent before the Lord.
除非你在神面前悔改。
I just share these things with you to tell you that faith cannot grow by itself.
我跟你分享这一点，就是让你知道信心不可以只是单是信心去成长。
There must be holiness.
一定要有圣洁。
In our lives.
在我们的生命里面,
in our church,
在我们的教会里面,
the reason she knew she could not fight with me,
这个妇人她知道她不能够跟我争论,
because she saw that she was up against holiness,
因为她知道她所面对的是圣洁的问题,
and a sinner who faces holiness realizes she's facing God, there's a power that she cannot cope with,
那个犯罪的人, 当他面对圣洁的时候, 他知道他面对的是神, 他知道他不能够有能力去抵挡,
not all the millions of US dollars in her bank accounts can touch me,
他就是他银行里面所有的百万的美元也不能够碰我。
She cannot threaten me with that money. I'm not interested in her money. She can go.
他不能够用他的金钱来恐吓我, 因为他知道我不受他的金钱的恐吓。
Many years later, in fact.
很多年之后,
when I returned to Hong Kong,
当我回到香港,
all this was in England, by the way, what I've been telling you.
刚才我告诉你的所发生的事情是在英国发生的。
It's in our Liverpool church.
那是在我们利物浦的教会。
Back in Hong Kong,
让我回到香港的时候,
I received two letters.
我收到两封信。
I looked at the letters, I couldn't recognize the name. Who is this from?
我看到收到那封信, 我就想不到到底这封信是谁写的呢?
Because the names were in English.
因为她的名字是英文的。
I didn't know her English name.
我不懂这个妇人的英文名。
Turned out that she was the one who wrote these letters.
那就想到就写信的就是这位妇人。
When I opened the letters,
当我打开这封信,
it was all full of confession of sin.
她不断地去忏悔她的罪。
She begged for forgiveness.
她求宽恕。
She said, "I now know I was wrong."
她说我现在知道我错了。
I would like that you be willing to forgive me.
她说我希望你能够原谅我。
That is a miracle.
这个是一个奇迹。
This arrogant woman.
这一个高傲的女人。
This woman who was respected by all the pastors in Hong Kong.
这个受尽香港所有的牧师的尊重的女人。
Because of the power of her money.
他们尊重她，因为她有权势，有钱。
And the power of her character. She is a very strong, arrogant character.
当然，她的为人也是一个非常非常高傲、非常强的一个女人。
The Lord broke her.
可是神把她打碎。
Because I stood on holiness and would not budge.
因为我站在圣洁之中，我不会受屈。
No other pastor would dare to rebuke her.
没有一个牧师敢去纠正她。
And here was me, nobody I can say who gave it straight to her.
可是我是一个无名小卒，我胆敢去责备他。
At that time, I was frankly unknown.
坦白说，那时候我根本是没有名声的。
This is 25 years ago, more than 25 years ago.
那个是25年以前的事了。
I was myself a young, relatively young pastor.
那时候我还是一个挺年轻的一个牧师。
But holiness, brothers and sisters.Never compromise, no matter how strong, how powerful, how rich the other person who's committing sin is, never compromise.
可是让我告诉你，弟兄姐妹，站在圣洁的角度圣洁的层面，我们绝对不能够妥协。不管对方是怎么样有权势的人，我们在圣洁方面绝不能够妥协。
Frankly, tell you the truth, if that were the Prime Minister of England, I would have said exactly the same thing to him.
我坦白告诉你，就是假如他是一个英国的总理的话，我可能也会这样跟他说。
I don't care who he is.
我不管他是谁。
I stand before the living God.
因为我站在神的面前。
King of kings and Lord of lords, what is a Prime Minister as far as I'm concerned?
我们的主是万王之王，万主之主，到底就是英国的首相又怎么样？
If you sin,And you have anything to do with me, I will tell it to you.
假如你犯罪，假如你跟我有关系的话，我一定会告诉你。
You see, churches today compromise, so you have rich people who are elders and deacons and whatnot in the church.
可是今天教会很多时候他们都妥协了，所以在教会里面，你会看到是有钱的人他们在教会里面当长老、当执事。
They are given their place in the church because of their position in society.
他们在教会里面有地位，因为他们在社会上有地位。
This will not be tolerated in our churches. I don't care what is your position in the world. The only requirement is holiness, your relationship with God. You can be whatever you like, CEO of some great big organization. Doesn't bother me.
我告诉你，这个绝对不能够在我们的教会里面。我不管你在外面，你的地位、你的名誉、你的金钱有多少，可是在我们的教会里面，我们要持守的是圣洁。
If there is a humble, poor person who walks with God, that person I want.
假如有一个就是他贫穷，或是他是谦卑的与神同行的，我告诉你，我要这个人在我们的教会。
I tell you all this because the man I'm talking about is the son of this woman.
我要告诉你这一点，就是因为我说了这个弟兄要捐款的这个弟兄就是这个女人的儿子。
This woman came to me and said, I ruined the spiritual life of my son.
这个女人跟我讲，她说我把我的儿子的属灵生命都毁了。
Because when he wanted to follow you into full-time ministry, I stopped him.
因为当我的儿子要跟随你去全世界侍奉的时候，我阻挡了他。
I wouldn't allow him.
我不让他。
And now he's down the drain spiritually.
那现在可是现在他属灵他就很糟了。
He doesn't go to church anymore.
他不再去教会。
He doesn't pray anymore.
他也不祷告。
He's gone.
他完了。
I destroyed him because I opposed you. I didn't let him come to you.
我毁了他，因为是我阻挡你，我不让我的儿子来到你跟你学习。
She said, "Now I don't know how I'm going to get this thing sorted out with God."
然后他说，我现在不懂应该怎么跟神去算这一笔账。
Because my son will not listen to anybody except to you.
因为我的儿子他谁都不听了，他只听你。
He doesn't even listen to me anymore.
他现在连我都不听了。
So will you please forgive me?
他说，你愿不愿意原谅我呢？
He said, "You know, when she asked for forgiveness, she actually came to the church. And when she saw me, she grabbed my hand and held onto my hand and said, "Please, please forgive me."
她求我宽恕的时候，其实她来到我的教会，她抓住我的手，她说：“求你宽恕我吧。”
I said, "I forgive you."
我跟她说：“我原谅你。”
She said, "What did you say?"
她说：“你说什么？”
I said, "I forgive you."
我说：“我原谅你。”
She said, "You don't even know what I did to you yet."
她说：“你不知道我对你做了一些什么。”
I said, "I don't need to know."
我说我不需要知道。
She said, "You know, I have slandered you to so all these pastors in Hong Kong. They all talk bad about you now, but I slandered you."
他说你知道吗，我在香港的那么多的牧师面前去毁谤你，他们都我在他们面前讲了你很多的坏话。
I said, you ask for forgiveness?
我说你求宽恕是吧。
I have forgiven you.
我原谅你。
No, she didn't know how to cry. She said, I believe this. I don't understand.
他说 他不可以置信，他说 我不懂，他连哭都不能。
She had an illness that, you know, there's a kind of illness where you cannot have tears. You have to put artificial tears in the eyes.
他有一种的疾病就是他不能够流泪。
So she wanted to cry, she couldn't cry. Isn't that amazing? You want to cry, you can't cry.
所以你说奇不奇怪呢？她很想哭，可是因为她有这个疾病的缘故，她连哭都不能。
The next Sunday.
第二个星期天。
She was back in church again.
她又来到教会。
And she grabbed my arm, my hand again, holding onto me.
她又抓着我的手。
Please forgive me, please forgive me.
求你原谅我。
I said, didn't I tell you I already forgave you?
她说我不是跟你说我原谅你了吗？
She said, how can you forgive me? I don't understand. I did you so much harm. I said, well, and I said, I forgive you and I mean it. I've forgiven you.
他说我对你造成了那么多的伤害，你怎么能够原谅我呢？我不能够明白。那我只能跟他，我只跟他说，我说我已经原谅了你了。
Aren't you going to do anything to me?
然后他说你会不会对我做一些事情呢？
Are you not going to put me under discipline?
你会不会处罚我呢？
I said, I see in your heart that you have really repented.
那我跟他说，我看到你内心里面你已经完全的悔改。
That's good enough for me.
对我来说已经是足够了。
I have told you, I have forgiven you.
我已经跟你说过，我已经原谅了你。
Now just go in peace.
请你平安的回去吧。
She said, then I have one more request.
然后他说，我还有一个请求。
Please help my son.
求你帮助我的儿子。
Yes, as I told you, he has gone away from the Lord.
就好像我跟你说过了，他已经离开了主。
I said, well, I don't know if I can help your son.
我跟他说，我不知道我是否能够帮助你的儿子。
Maybe he doesn't want my help anymore.
也许他不再要我的帮助了。
And if he doesn't want my help, how do I help him?
假如他不要我帮助的话，我怎么能够帮助他呢？
Well, this is the son I'm talking about.
那我所说的这个弟兄就是这个儿子。
Because when she died, of course, he inherited all the things, but he himself had a lot of money before that too.
因为这个，当这个女人死去之后，她的财产就归她的儿子啊。当然，她这个做儿子，她的本身也是非常的富有。
But he has not learned the lesson of holiness yet.
可是这个做儿子的，他还没有学习到圣洁。
He has the habit, like some rich people have, of losing their temper and shouting at everybody.
他有一些一般有钱的人都有的一个坏的习惯，就是他不高兴的时候，他就乱喊乱骂人。
Because they are used to throwing their weight around, you know, bossing everybody around.
他们习惯了随处不高兴就可以乱骂人。
So he was shouting at one of our co-workers.
有一次他就对着我们一个同工大喊。
It's unbelievable behavior for 40 minutes or so.
他这样子做了大概有40多分钟。
So I said to him, you don't repent of your sin and don't talk to me about your money.
我跟他说，我说，只要你不悔改的话，你不要跟我谈钱的问题。
To this day, he still wants to give and I don't want his money.
到了今日，他仍然想把他的钱捐出来，可是我不要。
You see, faith cannot increase, I stress this point again, unless it increases with other things in the spiritual life.
我再重复这一点，你的信心不可能加增，除非信心跟其他东西一起的增长。
It's important for you to understand this, I'm stressing this, it's very important that you understand.
这个是非常重要的，我在着重这一点，我希望你去明白。
If you were thinking, listening to my testimony yesterday, why does God use him to do this and that and all these amazing things?
只有你昨天听了我的见证，你说啊，为什么神用他呢？为什么他能够做这个做那个呢？
I'm telling you the secret.
我告诉你那个秘诀。
Holiness.
圣洁。
Because God is holy.
因为神是圣洁的。
And only when we are in tune with Him will He work through us. It doesn't matter how much faith you have. If you don't have holiness, nothing will happen.
不管你有多少的信心，只要你没有圣洁的话，你不能够与神同步。你不与神同步的话，什么都不能够发生，什么都不能够做。
And if something does happen, you may be in further trouble than before.
因为假如真的有事情发生的话，可能你的问题，你遭遇到更大的问题了。
What do I mean by that?
什么意思呢？
Let's take Matthew chapter 7.
我们打开马太福音第七章。
Well, you don't need to turn to it right now. I just.
你可以不用打开了，我可以读给你听。
In Matthew 7, you always remember at the end of Matthew 7, the well-known words, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things that I say?
你, 我希望你记住马太福音第七章后面里面所说的，就是为什么你们称我主啊主啊而不做我所做的事情呢？
And you remember the reply?
你记得那个回答吗？
Lord, we cast out demons in your name. Oh, they could cast out demons. Quite powerful.
然后他说，主啊，我不是奉你的名赶鬼吗？他们竟能够赶鬼。
It didn't say what level of demons, but no, doesn't matter. At least they did cast out demons.
他们没有，这里没有说什么层次的鬼，可是总之他能够赶鬼呢。
And we healed the sick, and we did many mighty works.
啊，我们能够医病，我们能够做很多的异能。
Which of these things have you done?
我问你，你做过哪一个呢？
So it means that these people have something called faith.
所以我告诉你，这些人他有一个程度的信心。
And you remember what the Lord said to them?
你记得神跟他说什么吗？
Did he say, oh...Good, your faith has increased quite good. You managed to cast out demons.
主耶稣说啊，不错不错，你的信心还是蛮大的，你能够赶鬼。
The Lord said nothing of the kind.
主没有这样说。
He said, "Depart from me."
主说离开我去吧。
You doers of evil.
你们是作恶的人。
Oh, you're surprised. Do evil? What evil did they do? They cast out demons.
你很奇怪，到底他做什么恶呢？他能够赶鬼。
You know the meaning of this?
你知道这句话的意思吗？
They had faith without holiness. That's the point.
他们有信心，可是他们没有圣洁。
You can have one without the other.
你可以有信心而没有圣洁。
And in certain circumstances, the faith will work because you are using Jesus' name.
在某一个层面，也许你的信心能够行事，因为你是奉主耶稣的名。
You see, Jesus' name is exceedingly powerful.
我告诉你，耶稣的名是非常有能力。
The demons hear that name and they tremble.
那些的魔鬼听到这耶稣的名，他们会震斗。
If it's not the highest level of demons, any one of you can use Jesus' name and say to the demon, "I command you to leave this person," and the demon will go because of Jesus' name.
除非是个很高层次的一个邪灵，不然的话，我们这里任何一个人都可以奉主的名把这个小鬼赶走，因为小鬼所怕的是耶稣的名，不是你。
The name of Jesus alone can accomplish what little faith you have. It can be done accomplished through His name.
就是你的信心是非常小，可是奉主耶稣的名，耶稣的名能够成就很多的事。
You can discover that for yourself.
你可以自己去发现的。
If you have the opportunity, try it sometime.
只要你有机会的话，你可以尝试一下。
You're going to discover how powerful is Jesus' name.
你会发现到耶稣的名是多么的有能力。
You talk to an unbeliever, he uses Jesus' name as a swear word.
啊，你听，可能还没信主的人，他们也用耶稣的名，可是他们是在咒诅。
Ignorant.
他们是无知。
But that name causes every demon to tremble.
可是耶稣这个名使很多的邪灵震动。
Only the higher level of demons know how to evade, as it were.
只是那些比较高的邪灵会懂得怎么去逃过。
And therefore, you need to have another level before you can deal with them.
所以你要对付一个比较高层次的邪灵的话，你需要有另外一种的能力了。
But any average, can use the word average demon, the name of Jesus is enough to drive him out.
可是你可以说，对一般的邪灵来说，耶稣的名已经是足够。
For example, at night time, sometimes people say, "Oh, I saw the shadow of a demon go through my room."
所以有时候，比如说，在晚上的时候，你看到一些的鬼影、一些的魅影走过你的闪过你的窗户。
And all your hair stand up on end, you see.
然后你的毛孔就动起来了，竖起来了。
Don't be afraid.
不用怕。
The name of Jesus, just call on Jesus' name, and that demon will run as fast as it can go.
你只需要求告耶稣的名，那个邪灵就会跑得比你还要快。
Don't sit there feeling cold.
啊，不要坐在这里就发抖。
Just call on Jesus' name.
你只需要呼求主的名。
That's why you don't even need to have much faith.
所以你根本不需要很多的信心的。
But when you have holiness,
可是当你有圣洁的话，
that demon doesn't even want to come near you. I can tell you.
我告诉你，那个邪灵连接近你都不敢。
The sheer sight of you already terrifies that demon.
他看到你就已经怕了。
They recognize you.
他们认得你。
I more than once ran into demon possessed people.
我曾经多次的碰到被邪灵鬼附的。
Never even open my mouth.
我根本话都不用说。
They know who I am.
他知道我是谁。
Not because I'm great.
不是因为我有什么的伟大。
But because God's holiness has been given to me.
因为神的圣洁在伏庇着我。
And that holiness is what the demons fear.
而邪灵所怕的就是这一份的圣洁。
And the strange thing is that even evildoers recognize it.
很奇怪的就是那些作恶的人也认得。
So that this lady who was used to shouting at everybody and and associating with people in high places. She respected this young pastor who has nothing.
所以就是这样刚因为这样骄傲的一个女人，她那时候我是个年轻的牧师，她也尊敬。
Because she sees there is holiness, God's holiness is in this man.
因为她看到神的圣洁在我的生命上。
And all the evil energy in her was lost. She couldn't fight me.
所以她所有的那些作恶的能力，她都用不上，派不上用途了。
You want to increase in faith, I stress again, you must increase in holiness.
我再强调这一点，你要加增你的信心的话，你一定要提高你的圣洁。
If you hide one little bit of sin in your heart, the psalmist says, if I hide sin in my heart, you will not hear me, you will not listen to me.
就好像诗人所说的，如果心里隐藏罪孽的话，就是我们祷告神也不听。
So this is the point of this camp. You want to increase your faith?Deal with holiness.
所以这个就是我们在营里面所要谈的，就是你要加增你的信心吗？你要对付你心里面的圣洁。
But of course, in the spiritual life, there are other things that also must increase at the same time.
当然，在属灵生命上，还有另外一些事情也是要一起的去成长的。
Again, you cannot just have increase in faith, increase in holiness, and what about love?
那当然，谈到我们要加增我们信心，我们要提高我们的圣洁，那爱又怎么样呢？
God in His nature is love.
神就是爱。
Love is not in my nature.
神不是我们的本性，爱不是我们的本性。
You see, I've told you before in another message when I was expounding the Lord's teaching that by nature I would be a lion or a wolf.
我曾经在别的讲道里面也说过，我的本性我可能是一个狼，一个狮子。
I am not a lamb.
我不是个羔羊。
And all those in my non-Christian days who tried to step on me quite quickly discovered that.
在我还没有信主之前，那些想要欺负我的，他们就知道了。
I would not tolerate any kind of aggression.
我绝对不会容忍任何的对我的一些的侵犯。
So don't think that by nature I'm a loving person. I'm not.
所以不要以为我的本性就是个很和善很和蔼的人，我不是。
So God had to do a lot of work in me.
所以神也在我的心里面做很多的工作。
And that's why when I tell you that this lady came to me asking for forgiveness, I could have thought, okay, now is my chance for revenge.
所以我可以说，当这个女人来求我的宽恕的时候，我大概说啊，现在是我报仇的机会了。
Oh, so now you're in a mess, are you? Now you come to ask forgiveness from me, right? Okay, 我跟你算账了。
好了，你的生命，你现在是一团糟，你现在求我的宽恕，我现在要跟你算账。
Now let me try to see how much you owe me of all the offense you committed against me.
我就想，啊，你跟我说，你说侵犯我的，你说伤害我的，我应该怎么跟你算？
So I can say, okay, lady, now we begin. Since you are asking for forgiveness, let's start the treatment.
那我可以说啊，既然你求我宽恕，那我们现在开始跟你算了。
Okay, now you get on your knees.
你现在跪下来。
And you walk on your knees across the room to that side until I tell you to stop.
你跪着从这个会堂的一旁走到另外一旁。
In other words, grind her face in the mud.
换句话说，我要把她的心磨在地上。
Let this arrogant person have a dose of her own medicine.
啊，我要这个那么骄傲的一个人尝一尝她的滋味。
If left to my nature, I might have done just something like that.
我告诉你，只要凭着我的本性的话，可能我会这样做。
But I said to her, "You ask for forgiveness, you have it."
可是我跟她说，你求宽恕，宽恕你。
You couldn't believe it. It can't be that easy. Surely you're going to exact some kind of revenge.
这个女人她不可以想象，她说你肯定要跟我报复嘛，为什么你不要，你没有呢？
But I'm not going to do anything.
那我跟她说我不会。
God has forgiven me, I forgive you.
神原谅了我，我也原谅你。
Lady, go in peace.
平安地回去吧。
That is love.
这个是爱。
It is God's love, not my love.
这个是神的爱，不是我的爱。
I don't have love.
我没有爱。
But He put it in my heart, so I have to pass it on.
可是神把他的爱放在我的心里面，所以我要把这个爱传出去。
She ruined my reputation in Hong Kong.
她在香港破坏了我的名声。
And you know, those of you who have been in Hong Kong, how many people say bad things about me because they heard it from all these kind of people.
你在香港，你看到很多人，他们讲很多关于我的坏话，当然他们是从这个女人身上听出来的。
Should there not be justice?
你想应不应该有公义呢？
Should I not make her stand up and make public confession all in Hong Kong?
我应不应该要她站起来去澄清呢？
I said nothing.
我没有。
Unless the Lord convicts her to do it, I'm not going to tell her to do it.
除非神去感动她要她这样做，我不会这样做的。
I don't know whether she went to those pastors and said, I slandered this Pastor Chang. I'm sorry, it was just slander.
我不懂他有没有跑去那些的牧师身上告诉他，这牧师就说，我以前去种上这个账目是我现在悔改了。
I made no demands on her, whatever.
我没有去向他要求。
Because if you make demands, it's no more love.
因为假如你要求的话，这就不是爱了。
I have no demands.
我没有要求。
So you see, we want to increase in faith, increase in holiness, increase in love. Everything has to go at the same time. Either it goes up together or it doesn't move at all.
所以你明白这一点，就是当我们谈到我们的信心要加增，我们要提高我们的圣洁的话，我们的爱也要加增。不然的话，我们假如这三点不加增的话，我们根本信心也没有加增。
Now when all these things, how do you increase?
我们怎么加增？
You see, the spiritual life is like fighting a warfare.
属灵的生命就好像一个属灵的战争，好像一场的战争一样。
There has to be a program.
我们需要有一个程序。
There has to be a plan.
需要有一个计划。
Things don't happen just because, you know, for no reason. There has to be a plan.
事情不会无缘无故的发生，我们需要有好好的计划。
In other words, if you want to increase in love, you have to think, now how do I increase in love?
换句话说，假如我们说我们要加增我们的爱的话，我们就要问我们如何增加我们的爱心。
The secret you have to learn is that in the spiritual life, as in anything, to be successful, I use that in quotes now, it's a dangerous word to use, but I have to use it, is if you want to accomplish the objective, you do it in small steps, small steps.
你知道属灵生命也是一样，当我们要成功，所谓的成功的话，我们一定要按部就班，一步一步的来。
Now I'm giving you every secret to become a spiritual giant if you have ears to hear what I'm saying.
假如有耳朵可以听的话，我告诉你，我现在给你一个属灵的秘诀。
If you grasp everything I've told you to this morning, you'll become a spiritual giant.
只要抓紧我今天所跟你说的这些秘诀的话，我可以告诉你，你能够成为一个属灵的巨人。
My frustration is often I preach and preach and people don't understand what I said.
我有时候我觉得很烦躁的，就是有时候我在讲道，可是别人不懂我在讲什么。
And 10 years later, they are still where they were before.
那十年之后，他们的生命还是一样。
You see, love, faith, all of the spiritual life moves forward in a well-planned, disciplined manner.
我们谈到爱，我们谈到信心，他们都是按部的一步一步的前进。
This is the way I live my life.
这个是我。
My life every day is planned in a properly programmed manner.
我每一天的生活都是非常有规律、有计划的。
Because that's the only way you're going to use your time properly.
因为这是唯一一个方法，你可以正确的、正当的使用你的时间。
See, when I get up in the morning,
当我早上起床
I take a little bit of food, usually one banana, that's my breakfast.
我通常比如说吃个香蕉是我的早餐。
I don't eat anything else.
我不吃其他的了。
So if you didn't see me in the breakfast hall, don't worry, I got my banana.
所以你只要你没有看到我在饭堂没有看到我的话，我告诉你不用担心，我吃了我的香蕉了。
Even my banana is calculated.
就是我的香蕉我也计算过的。
Because banana is very rich in potassium.
因为香蕉它的钾的成分非常高。
And my body needs potassium.
然后我的身体需要这个金属。
And that's all I need for the morning.
早上我所需要的就是这是。
My banana and my drink.
就是我所喝的水和我的香蕉。
Time saving.
这个省时间。
Takes 1 minute to finish my banana.
一分钟就搞定了。
Then I go and kneel before my Lord.
然后我就跪在我的主的面前。
I don't fix a fixed time because this time communing with the Lord, you don't keep looking at my watch. Okay, I've got 5 minutes more to go.
然后与主相交的时间我就不定了，我不能够一直的跟主算时间。
That at that point in time, that's up to the Lord.
在那个时候就是让主决定了。
When the Lord says, all right, you can stand up now.
当主说，你现在可以起来了。
I can sense in my spirit, the Lord says, you can go now and continue with what you need to do.
在我的灵里面，我感觉到就是主说，你现在可以起来了，你可以继续你今天所当做的事情。
I may have knelt before the Lord only 5 minutes.
也许我可能只是跪在主面前5分钟。
It might have been 20 minutes.
也许20分钟。
That part, because God is eternal, I don't count the time.
因为神是永存的，所以时间我就不跟他算了。
So whether it's 5 minutes or 2 hours, that's up to him.
到底是五分钟，是2个小时，这个是随主的。
Then I get up and I continue my program.
然后当我起来的时候，我就继续我当天所要做的事情。
No matter how busy I am with manuscript work or administration.
无论我的工作有多忙，不管是行政也好，我的写作也好。
I put aside at least half an hour for devotional reading.
我每天我会用30分钟的时间去做灵修的阅读。
The secret is, many people ask, how do you manage to read so many books?
有很多人问你，你怎么能够读那么多的书呢？你的秘诀在哪？
Since you are so busy, how did you manage to do this?
啊，既然你那么的忙，你哪里有时间去读那么多的书？
Well, young people, listen to this. The secret is discipline programming.
那年轻人，我希望你听住啊，那个秘诀就是一个有规律的生活的秩序。
Think of it like this.
你这样子去想。
If you read only 2 pages a day,
只要你每天只是读两页的书
only 2 pages of a book,
只是两页罢了
how many pages do you read in 1 year?
你在等一年你能够读多少页呢
365 days multiplied by 2
365乘2
you, have read a, you could read a book more than 700 pages long in 1 year
你可以在一年之内读一本有700多页厚的书
and there are not many books that are 700 pages long these days
很多现在很多的书都没有700多页那么厚了
Which means that if you put aside only half an hour a day, you could read many books. And reading at my speed generally, because you learn to read faster and faster, I could read more than two pages in half an hour.
当你好像我这样子阅读的比较快的话，在半小时之内，我可以读多过两页书。
I start always these days reading Chinese.
我现在我的习惯就是我早晨起来我就读中文。
And I read the writings of the saints.
我读圣贤的书。
In the past, there were very few Chinese books, Christian books that's worth reading.
以前有很少的中文书是值得我们去读的。
But in recent years, with the persecution in China, some very fine Christian books are now available in Chinese.
可是最近，因为在中国里面的那些的受苦难的圣徒，现在有很多很好值得我们读的书。
And so I read these books by these saints who have, in most cases, been in prison for 20 years or more.
所以我就读这些圣徒，他们可能为主受苦，为主坐牢，坐了几十年的牢。啊，他们所写的书就是我最近所要看的。
Right now, I'm halfway or more than halfway through a book, which is a collection of messages by one saint, a Chinese saint from the east coast of China.
啊，最近我现在在念，已经超过一半了，就一本书。这个是在中国东海岸的一个圣徒所写的。
Most of his ministry was in Shanghai.
他大部分的事工都是在上海。
In April of 1956,
在1956年4月
he was tortured to death in Shanghai.
他在上海被虐待致死。
And the way he was tortured to death is one of the cruelest ways of killing anyone I've ever heard of.
他所受的苦，他所受的虐待，是我所听过最残酷的。
I want to make it clear that I don't wish to.Criticize or attack the government of China.
我希望说清楚这一点，我绝对不是说要去批评政权。
We as Christians respect the government.
作为一个基督徒，我们尊重我们任何一个政权。
We abide by the law of the government of China.
我们对中国的政府，我们奉公守法。
But the way they treated Christians does not mean that we can just remain quiet about that.
可是他们对待基督徒的手法不是我们所能够认同的。
I just forgive them because they did it in ignorance.
我原谅他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
Although in this case it's not up to me to forgive because I was not the one who was killed.
当然在这方面不是由得我的，因为死的不是我。
Because you know that many Chinese church leaders have spent years and years in 牢改, it's just incredible.
很多的中国的传道人，他们花了很多时间在劳改的监牢里面。
Their only crime was to believe and be faithful to Christ.
他们所犯的唯一的法就是他们相信神，他们侍奉神。
And they remain faithful to the end.
他们至死忠心。
Now this particular book that I'm reading is by this brother.
那我读的这本书就是这位弟兄写的。
He was a medical doctor.
他是个医生。
But also the leader of a large church in Shanghai.
也是上海一个大教会的领导。
And when he was arrested, they want to make him betray his fellow church leaders and to deny the Lord Jesus.
当他被捕的时候，他们想他去反过来去控告其他的领导。
But of course he refused.
当然他拒绝。
So began the torture in Shanghai's prison called 铁栏桥监狱。
他们就在这个铁栏桥监狱里面去虐待他。
It's a very famous, or rather notorious prison in Shanghai.
那个是一个很有名，可是一个很残酷的煎熬。
Do you know how they tortured him to death?
你知道他是怎么样被虐待致死的？
Oh, today the technique is wonderful. They can torture you to death, and there will not be one mark on your body.
他们现在可以虐待了，以致到你身上一点的痕迹都没有。
That is the well-known technique, but I've never seen it, heard it applied in this way, of sleep deprivation. They don't allow you to sleep.
啊，这个是一个很出名的一个方法，可是我从来没有这样的听过他们这样做，所以他不让你睡觉。
I've heard them being torturing people, not allowing them to sleep for 3, 4, 5 days.
我曾经看过，就他们虐待一个人，不让那个人睡觉，可能有三四天的时间，五天的时间。
But they prevented him from sleeping for 2 to 3 weeks.
可是他们不让这个人睡觉，大概有两三个星期那么长。
By a process of rotating interrogation, non-stop, day and night, day and night.
他们不断的日以继夜的去审问他，去考询问他。
They thought they would break him by this method.
他们以为就这样子，他们就可以把这个人打垮。
Now you know the body can only tolerate so much. So every time he would be dozing off, they would wake him up again.
也就是我们的身体的体力有限，所以当他打瞌睡的时候，他们就把他叫醒。
If your body cannot sleep, the toxins, the poisons in your body build up and build up, cannot be cleared out.
只要你不能够休息，不能够睡觉的话，你身体里面体内的毒素就会提高。
And finally, after a couple of weeks of this kind of treatment,
过了几个星期这样子的对待，
the hospital doctor pronounced that he was sure to die.
医院里面的报告就说这个人肯定会死。
The doctor said to these officials, you have gone too far because there's no way that I or any other medical people can revive him again.
那个医生就跟那些的官员讲，他说你做得太过分了，因为没有任何的人能够把这个人医好。
So as he was dying, they asked his family to take him out of the prison.
所以当他面对死亡的快要死的时候，他们就叫他的家人把他带回家。
So that it could not be reported that he died in prison, but he died at home.
所以他们也不能够报告说这个人是死在监牢里面，因为他是死在家里的。
Now this dear brother's writings I'm reading right now.
我在读这个弟兄的写作。
And it is one of the most insightful books in any Christian book, East or West, that I have ever read.
他所写的是我不管是东方还是西方，我觉得他的非常有属灵的眼光。
I thank God for these saints that we have in China.
我感谢神，因为在中国有那么多的圣徒。
Well, maybe not very many, but they are of the finest quality.
可能数目不是很多，可是他们的质数非常的高。
When I read his writing, his spiritual perception, how sharp it is.
当我看他的著作，我看到他对属灵的敏锐力非常的强，非常的尖锐。
He did not have theological training.
他没有神学的训练。
And there are maybe a few inaccurate things in what he writes.
可能他所写的有几点是不太正确。
But the important thing is, he knows exactly what I have been talking about, a man who walks with God.
可是最重要的就是他就好像我所说的是，他知道什么是与神同行。
And for him to lay down his life for his Lord was the highest honor.
对他来说，能够为主牺牲他的生命是最高的荣誉。
At any point during this torture, he could easily have said, okay, I give up my faith.
其实在他所受虐待的过程之中，他任何一个时间，他可以说我放弃我的信心，我放弃我的信仰。
And they would have let him go.
他们会及时地放了他。
But he was determined to remain faithful to the end, no compromise.
可是他决定，他绝不妥协，他愿意至死忠心。
Now that kind of person, when he gives a message, you best listen to it.
这样的人，当他有一些的分享，有一些讲道的话，你应该要听。
I read the book precisely because I knew that he was a martyr, and that kind of book I want to read.
我读这本书，因为我知道这个是一个殉道者，这样的书我应该读，我要读。
So、I can learn more from him about the spiritual life.
你觉得我可以从他身上能够学习一些属灵的功课。
And you will see all these things: increase in faith, increase in love, increase in holiness.
我们在他那里也可以看到怎么加增信心，加增我们提高我们的圣洁，还有加深我们的爱。
He was 51 years old when he died.
他死的时候才51岁。
All his children loved the Lord.
他的儿女也非常的爱神。
His son is continuing the ministry of preaching the gospel.
他的儿子继续传福音。
It's from people like this we learn about increase in faith.
是从这样的人，我们去学习怎么样加增信心。
Very precious.
非常宝贵。
But I come back to this important point. We increase like in growth, one small step at a time.
所以我回到我刚才所说的这一点，就是我们怎么去成长呢？我们是一步一步的去成长。
Never think that you come to this camp and you got one secret. You came in with no faith. You went out as a spiritual giant.
不要以为你可能来了这个营地的时候你什么信心都没有，当你离开的时候你就成为一个属灵的巨人。
Nobody becomes a spiritual giant like this brother Yu Zhenghua who died in Shanghai.
没有一个人好像这个弟兄这样子、这个在、上海为主殉道的这个弟兄这样。
Who does not understand that increase in life means small step at a time.
他明白的是生命成长是一步一步的。
Just like what I do, I read a book 30 minutes a day. I have only that much time I can give.
就好像我这样子，我每天读书30分钟的时间，因为我有了就是那么多的时间了。
But in 1 year, I can read over 700-800 pages of books.
可是在一年里面，我就可以读700多页的书了。
The spiritual life works exactly like this. You increase 1 inch per day.
属灵的生命也是一样，你每天可能前进一寸两寸。
Look at the child. As I said, when you look at it, do you see it growing?
就好像你看这个小孩，你是否看到这个小孩成长呢？
Now, if you take a chair and sit there and said, I'm going to watch the child grow.
那你坐下来，你坐在这个小孩的前面，你说我要看着你成长。
Well, I'm afraid your back is going to be very sore after many days, and you don't see the child growing at all.
我可能你坐在这里坐了几天了，你觉得你腰疼了，你也看不到这个小孩的成长。
Because the growth is so small, you cannot observe it.
因为那个成长是非常的微小，是你看不到的。
But come back after 1 year and look at the child and say, oh, he's grown.
可是一年之后你回来看到这个小孩，你说啊，他长大了。
It does not grow by observation, by just watching it grow.
不是你仔细的就这样坐在这里看，你就可以看到他成长。
Because the body is growing very slowly beyond what you can see.
因为那个我们生长的身体的成长是一步一步慢慢的成长，我们看不到的。
If you can grow 1 inch per day,
只要你一天长一寸。
Tell me, how much would you have grown in 1 year?
你甚至一年你能够长多少？
I mean, Brother Ross would look like a pygmy compared to that.
假如是这样子的话，就是我们的 Ross 弟兄也像一个矮人这样，侏儒一样的。
He grew 365 inches. That was way up somewhere.
一年长300多寸的话，他长到哪里呢？
That's what I said. There must be a planned, systematic progression.
所以我说我们需要一个计划步骤一步一步的去成长。
You want to learn to pray, don't say, okay, I'm going to pray all night.
然后我说啊，我要学习祷告，你就不要以为你可以啊，今晚一整晚我可以祷告。
After one night of heroic effort, you'll never want to pray again.
过了一晚之后，你以后你都不要祷告了。
Your knees are going to be sore for the next few weeks.
因为你的膝盖会痛几天，几个星期。
Your back is painful.
你的腰疼。
And you had about enough of this.
那你就觉得哎，我够了。
You increase in prayer time 1 minute per day. So little that you hardly have time to notice. 1 minute per day. See what happens.
你加增你祷告的时间，你每一次只加增一分钟，可能你不察觉的。你看你这样子做的话，会有什么事情发生？
You want to become a great expert in Bible knowledge.
你要成为一个圣经的学者。
And so what do? You sit there and study day and night. You study the Bible until your eyes can't see properly. Your glasses get thicker and thicker.
你是否整天坐在这里，整天的读，整天的看，你真的近视加深吗？
And in the end, you don't even understand what you're reading anymore.
到最后，你连你读的是什么你都不知道。
My secret?
我的秘诀。
I read one small passage per day and think carefully on it.
我每一天读一小段，然后去仔细去想想这一段。
I write my notes on it.
我写我的笔记。
Check the words carefully.
小心的去查这些字。
Just one passage.
一段小经文。
Now I've been with the Lord over 40 years.
我已经信主40多年了。
You can imagine, in 40 years, every day studying one passage, there's no more passage in the Bible that I haven't gone through many, many times.
你想想，那么长的一段时间，就是每天只是一小段的经文啊，那么多年的时间已经。其实圣经里面没有一段是我没有查过的。
You become an expert not by one heroic lunge at it, you do it step by progressive step.
你成为一个学者，不是说你一次过能够学成的，你是需要一步一步的去学。
There's the secret.
这个就是秘诀。
Work wisely, intelligently, systematically.
理智的、有系统的、一步一步的去学。
And above all, spiritually.
很重要的是用灵去学。
The Bible is not something just for academic knowledge.
圣经不是我们就是头脑上的知识，一学识。
It is something alive.
是活的。
Therefore, you have to be alive to understand what is alive.
所以你必须是活的，才能够明白活的东西。
And I wish, if you look back, had you since the last camp till now advanced one little bit at a time, how much would you have progressed by now?
我不懂你会不会想，从上次的营会到现在，只要你每天一步一的成长的话，到现在你会变成怎么样？
At the end of a day, look back and say to yourself, what did I accomplish this day?
到了一天的最后的时候，你去回想一下，今天我成就了什么呢？
Did I manage to progress just one inch?
我有没有向前走近了一步呢？
If not, you have wasted your day.
假如没有的话，你就浪费了你。